it could go faster down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride.
Good morning. This is Daniela Rothstein. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and the show today is Great Songs for Dads.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I'll kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
the pebbles
you.
Forgive me, the trees forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3 DVD rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
You are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
Don Quixote was a steel driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
But you.
You just heard Anyone Else by You by the Moldy Peaches. I've decided to start the show off a little folky, some might say anti-folk. You might be like, Daniela, what is anti-folk? And the best definition I could have of it is like folk that's simple and digestible, like a children's tune, but typically the topics are a little bit more dark or grown up. But as I look at my playlist, I wouldn't say it's actually that dark. I think anti-folk can get a lot darker, but it's still not a children's tune necessarily. That's anti-folk. But that's just maybe the first few songs, and then I think we go through a few different waves. I'm Daniela. Usually I do the show with my friend Henry. He is not here today because he is at home celebrating Passover. Happy Passover to anyone who celebrates. So there's a lot of freedom for me this morning. I finally have the whole show to myself to play whatever I want. And I was tempted to play the entire JoJo Siwa interview on Call Her Daddy. It's like an hour and a half long. That's a pop culture reference. Those of you that know me know I'm not typically referencing pop culture, but I love, love following JoJo Siwa. I think she is so funny. I just love watching what she does. I can't tell if her shtick is ironic. I don't know how meta or self-aware she is. She's regardless of her thoughts behind it, she's brilliant, and she's doing a brilliant job of PR, and it's awesome to watch, and I consume her media, and I'm just like, wow, what is that girl gonna do today? And luckily, the Call Her Daddy interview is on Spotify, so I could have just played that interview, but I decided I like music just a bit more than I like JoJo Siwa, and that's saying something. The next songs I'm gonna play is I Felt Your Shape by I Felt Your Shape by The Microphones, and then You Swan Go On by Mount Erie. These two are a pair because it is the same artist doing different projects, which I just learned last night. I didn't know that they were connected. And it makes sense that they're connected, but I think that in both of these passion projects, like under Mount Erie and under The Microphones, this guy definitely has a different sound going on. The Microphones is a lot more, say, raw. They're both quick songs, and I'll probably just play into more songs after that, but that's just for knowledge of the first couple. Here is I Felt Your Shape.
Falsely strong, I held on tight and closed my eyes. It was dumb, I had no sense of your size. It was dumb to hold so tight. But last night, on your birthday in the back kitchen, my grip was loose, my eyes were open. I felt your shape. Breathing, I felt the rise and fall of your chest. I felt your fall, your winter snows, your gusty blow, your lava flow. I felt it all, your starry night, your lack of light. With limp arms, I can feel most of you. I hung around your neck. Independently, and my loss was overwhelmed by this new depth I don't think I ever felt. But I don't know, my nights are cold, and I remember warmth. I could have sworn I wasn't alone. Possibly imagine my life getting it did after I met you. The way you reached inside my chest and pulled out things and sent them off in breaths blew. And as good as it got with all the layers peeling off, and though I writhed, I could not upset you. With your hand down my throat, you held on to my heart and pumped blood through. You said it's time to go out, you little gray goose. Get out from under my wing, you said, you swan, go on, go out, you're turned loose. Oh, so it's over. Oh, so we die. Oh, so your hand on my heart, pumping blood. Swan inside.
That was Pedestrian at Best by Courtney Barnett. I think she is so cool. Very punk rock kind of sounds going on. I think she's an amazing lyricist. But I want to draw attention to the album name, which is Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. And you may recognize that as a play off of another famous quote being, sometimes I sits and thinks, and sometimes I just sits. I know that. Who said that? I think my father showed it to me at some point in time, but I can't attribute it to him. So I just did some Googleage, and it was Winnie the Pooh who said it. Sometimes I sits and thinks, and sometimes I just sits. It's also attributed to the quote-unquote prominent baseball player Satchel Paige. It's interesting how both Winnie the Pooh and Satchel Paige could be thinking such similar things. I think it's a nice quote. I think it's very true. And agree. Something really great to live by. Sometimes you sit and think and sometimes you sit. And I hope that you guys feel inspired by this radio show this morning. Gonna move on to 104 Degrees by Slaughter Beach Dog, which some of you might be like, Daniela, didn't you play this song, like, I don't know, a few weeks ago on radio? And honestly, I don't know. I think I played another song off of this Slaughter Beach Dog album called Motorcycle.jpg, but this one's my favorite right now. I think that Slaughter Beach Dog are also great lyricists, and the song is just very fun and quirky lyrics. And I'd say this still kind of, no, not necessarily anti-folk. Could be anti-folk. Definitely something Midwest emo going on. I'll stop rambling. I plan to play straight through these next couple of songs, but from that song, 104 Degrees, I just want to highlight the line, like my favorite line in the song. She asked me what I wanted, as if one ever really knew, and I said, dull domestication, free from pressure to pursue. I think that's funny. As a second semester senior, very burnt out of college and work ethic right now. Like, yep, total domestication, free from pressure to pursue. That's all that I want. I'm moving on to Good Magicians by Sydney Gish, who I think is not doing the same thing as Courtney Barnett by any means, but in a similar grungy kind of vein. Moving on to Tao and the Get Down Stay Downs. We're going for some girl power here, you guys. That's the theme.
Thank you. stop.
Now, before you say, Daniela, that wasn't Where Is My Mind by the Pixies. Let me tell you, there's something called a cover. And this is a cover by TK Maidza. Is that how you pronounce your last name? More importantly, TK. And TK was one of the performers at Tufts Spring Fling a couple of days ago. And she performed this song for Tufts University, which was so awesome. I think it's a very cool cover of Where Is My Mind by the Pixies. I think my hot take on covers is it's only worth it if you really do something to change it up. I think that there are so many covers that exist where it's just like a different artist singing a song the same way. They just wanted to do it. I think TK adds very cool production quality to the song and like a crispness, whereas the Pixies are much more grungy. So it's a very cool cover. Definitely my favorite song that she performs, mainly because I didn't know any of her music, and let's be honest, I wanted to hear songs that I knew, which is definitely not always the case when I'm watching live music, but when it's Spring Fling, yeah, I wanted to hear music that I knew, but she was a very cool performer, and I just wanted to shout her out here. I hope you guys liked that cover. Did I have anything else I wanted to say? Oh, the other thing I wanted to add is that my best friends that I was at Spring Fling with, shout out Violet, was sure that the lyrics were "Where is my mom?" rather than "Where is my mind?" So we spent a lot of time singing "Where is my mom?" Which I think is quite funny. Moving on, we're gonna hear "Saline Solution" by Wilbur Suit, who also goes by Wilbur. What I have to say about this artist, I knew the song as a one-off for a while, just has a cool sound to it. I like that I mean, obviously there's a good production quality to it, but it's not really that well played. Like the guitar strumming doesn't really match up with the percussion. It's pretty rough, but it feels very intentional and communicates the emotional heaviness of what Wilbur is saying. So when I was re-listening to the song recently, I Googled who is this man, and turns out he's actually primarily famous as a Twitch streamer and a comedy songwriter. I don't really know what Twitch is, but I know that that definitely changes the way I see him. But this album that the song is off of is all serious music. None of it is funny, but the rest of his career pretty much entirely is comedy music and talking about Twitch streaming, which I know my mother is listening. What I can tell you about that is it's something that has to do with video games, and media and social media. So anyway, I definitely learned that, and I was like, ooh, really? Okay. But I don't care. It's still a good song, and I hope you guys feel the same. And after the song is going to be a total vibe switch, and I'm not going to tell you how. It's not hyperpop, don't worry.
I'm just pragmatic beyond any reasoning for thinking I've got fucking rabies or something. I think this time I'm dying. I think this time I'm dying. And the fictions while simultaneously fixing myself up with a girl named Panadol. Bite the tablet elixir, disintegrate, mouse a mixer. I think I've lost my mind. I think I've lost my mind. One more night, maybe I could wake up and feel all right. My optimistically set alarm clock time serves only to mock me with flashing. I think I've made my choice. I'm the deceased playing victim. Slip the face of the victory. I think I've made my choice. Included in hatred, void the plans friends are making. I think I've found my voice. I'm a leech sucking blood bags. Taste defeat is a sandbag. Saline solution. Saline solution to all your saline solution to all your saline solution to all. Your problems.
Turning and turning, The falcon cannot hear. The falconer. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. And a blood-dimmed tide is loosed upon the world. Nothing is sacred. The ceremony sinks. Innocence is drowned in anarchy. The best lack conviction. Given some time to think. And the worst are full of passion without mercy.
Sure.
Faded out of that one because I think you get the point. That was Slouching Towards Bethlehem by Joni Mitchell, or you might know her as Jitchell. It's a very cool song. It's pretty much taking directly from the poem by Yeats, The Second Coming, all about like the rapture and the second coming of the Messiah. And I actually got into a disagreement with my music professor recently about if the song is predicting that the second coming of the Messiah will be like something monstrous, or if it's just saying that the world has gone through so much crud that it's time for the second coming. Because in the Bible, I'm like, Danielle, oh my God, you're diving into Bible on live air and I should stop. But the idea is the second coming will only happen once the world is in a state of chaos, when the world has crumbled enough. And the song was written, I think, well, I'm actually not going to come up with a year right now because I might be totally wrong, but some great despair and always feeling more applicable. So is it time for the second coming? I don't, it feels always relevant. Joni Mitchell is always relevant, and so happy that she's back on Spotify so we can do things like this. I'm going to play, after this, a song by Paul Simon, Still Crazy After All These Years. I drummed that with a band a couple semesters ago, and it was a very fun song to play. It's a silly song about Paul Simon running into an ex. Dare I say Paul Simon and Joni Mitchell dated? I'm not going to fact check that. It might be totally wrong. I think it's more fun to live in ignorance and spread misinformation as opposed to actually checking. But I'm pretty sure Paul Simon and Joni Mitchell were in a relationship. So I'll go to that right now and then probably do the PSA.
I met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me, I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy. I'm not the kind of man who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways. And I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy. Never worry.
sit by my window and I watch the cars. I fear I'll do some damage one fine day, but I would not be convicted by jury of my peers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy. Still crazy.
Pretty fun song, kind of silly. We are a community radio show, so we must spread good words, and I'm going to do a PSA real quickly. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Sorry to choose a not silly and quick PSA. I think I thought that I would need more music to, since I was doing, like, since I'm doing the show alone, I put more music in this playlist because I was like, I'm not going to have as much to say. But of course, I should have known that I can ramble for hours with no one stopping me, which is ridiculous. So I'm definitely not going to go through all of the songs that I plan to play on the show this morning. Total vibe shift again, going into one song of hyperpop, The Most Wanted Person in the United States by 100 Gex off of their album 10,000 Gex. I think it's a brilliant song. I think it is so clean, and I love the production, and the chords are just so easy to listen to, and I'm like, this is just like the easiest thing to consume for me. And I'd love to analyze it from like a psychological / music theory perspective, and it's just 100 Gex. I have a lot of respect for 100 Gex. I know most people don't. I promise this one isn't too bad. Enjoy.
I turned on the news and it said that I was the number one most wanted person in the United States. The United States, the most wanted person in the United States. In the United States, the United States, the most.
Hey, it's me, Danielle, again. I turned off that song because I'm an Apple Music user and was not... I don't know. I don't see where the mark is, says that the song is explicit, but it's obviously explicit, and I apologize to radio because I'm not in the hours to be playing explicit music. I feel like there should be a sign there. The other songs have a sign there, and this one doesn't. Big apologies for that. I don't know if I missed something, but I'm going to move on to another song. Here's Pirate Radio by Gene Dawson.
Push my head underwater. See how long it'll hold. Way down and deep in. Rinse the sins on my clothes. I like to think that I'm all in. I like to think that I'm there. I push my head underwater just to come up for air. Pull up, nobody panic. Why did you fail?
always playing defense. See how long I'll hold. Keep my eyes on the ceiling. Floor covered gold. I'm on the fence and I'm rocking to the side I call. I'm on the edge of my coffin with the smile of some hope. I was drowning, drowning, drowning in the open. No grip on the shore. Solid turn water when you hold it. Out your fist, it pours.
Pull up, nobody panic. Why did you panic? Hold up, we need a hand in. Nobody had it. The battle is coming, my body is falling, I'm still alive. My battle is broken, I'm not in a home and I'll never die. I'll never.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is Great Songs for Dads. I'm Daniela Rothstein, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We play songs that are good for your dad. We being me and my personalities today, usually I have a co-host here with me. Yeah, thank you for tuning in as always. Hope you guys have a great last week of school. If school is something that you celebrate, hope that you have a nice first night of Passover, if Passover is something you celebrate. And I'm going to go out on Coma Cinema's song, Burden. Enjoy. Thank you for tuning in again.
Still smoke.